Hey, I'm your host Charlotte, and this is Charlotte Talks Music, the podcast about music, artists, and more. You can find all of this podcast episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. I am so stoked to welcome you to this podcast's very first episode. Today, I'll be talking about a topic I've seen a lot of articles talk about. Music genres and why we should stop using them. During this episode, I'll be explaining my past relationship with music genres and how I came to realize that the concept of genre should be forgotten. To start, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. I don't know if you have ever experienced it or even if you know what it is. If you don't, imposter syndrome is basically when you have the impression that you don't deserve something, so a job, a university spot, an opportunity, you name it. Or when you feel like you don't belong where you are. Now, why am I talking about this? This surely doesn't have anything to do with music. Well, I'm getting there. Now, like a lot of people, the music I listen to changes with my mood, what I'm doing, and sometimes even periods in my life. So if you look at my liked songs on Spotify, you will find a majority of rock songs, but also indie, electronic, pop, and sometimes rap songs. You'll also see that even though I listen to a lot of rock, I don't listen to a whole lot of hard rock and metal songs. I do have a couple, though. This fact, that I don't only listen to rock or a lot of metal, has given me imposter syndrome. Yep, I have been stressed that I wouldn't be a real rock fan because I know boy band songs by heart and I don't know any Korn songs. Now, this feeling has lessened since I'm learning that I should do me and why care about others' opinions. As long as I'm happy, who gives a shit about what they think? But 16-year-old, I want to be edgy me was preoccupied about that. I know, I had such a hard life back then. The good news is, nobody has ever told me you're not a real rock fan, so my teenage worst fear has never come to life. But even if someone had told me that, I would have liked to know how you become a real rock fan. More importantly, what is rock? Don't think in terms of bands or albums. Does a song have to have certain instruments or certain chords to be considered as rock? Do they have to sing about certain topics? Is there a beats per minute limit? To my knowledge, there's no guideline to follow in order for your song to be considered rock, and all rock bands differ so much from each other. I mean, when you say you like a rock artist, you could be talking about Queen, Green Day, the Sex Pistols, or Imagine Dragons. Yep, I went there. And that's valid for every single genre. That is why, my friends, I think that genres are too restrictive and should be, if not thrown away, at least pushed aside. But that is far from the only reason. Reason number two. I'm guessing most of you know that songs, for most artists, are personal. When they write songs, they're usually based on their experiences, emotions, and life, whether it be their own or people they know. I don't remember who, but an artist said that she had found an old songbook, and that for her it was like a journal, a diary. So if songs are personal, based on real life experiences, they're gonna change along with the artist's style. It's only natural. So the debut album of an artist might be super rock and angry, the one after more acoustic and calm, and the third might even have a pop vibe. It reflects how they changed and how their music tastes have evolved. What I'm trying to say here is that no artist will have the same genre in every album. So why limit an artist to one genre? If you ask me, it's not really fair to them. Reason number three. Now this one can be subject to debate, but I have a feeling that the concept of genre can divide the different fan groups so much. Take me for example. For most of my teenage years, I judged the people who listened to mainstream music. I gotta say, I still sometimes do it, even though I know it's bad. But what's up with that? I mean, people listen to what they want. I was also super closed off to other music genres and I would completely snob some songs. Now I discovered songs that are not rock and that I love, even if they are or were super mainstream. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think it's only me. Because if I'm honest, I'm on a constant quest to attract people to the dark side, aka rock. However, I can feel the preconceptions people have about it make it, for me, 100 times more difficult to show them that rock is a super diverse genre and not just screaming. Hence, partly, this podcast. And I believe that there wouldn't be as much judgment if we hadn't start putting labels on every song, album, and artist, and divided songs into different genres and put them in a box. Last but not least, reason number 4. Today, more than ever, music is all over the place. And I say that in the most positive way possible. I don't think we've ever had such diverse and intricate songs. And I believe it'll be more and more like that in the future. We have more and more unlikely collaborations. Artists are using elements from different genres to compose their songs. So it's becoming really difficult to continue labeling them and classifying them. Two artists come in mind when I talk about this. Grandson and Kayflay. They're easily my two current favorite artists. Grandson's songs are as rock as it gets. But he adds electronic elements and amazing beat drops that never cease to amaze me. I'll certainly be talking about him in another episode. Kayflay is also amazing. She has mixed rap with rock with electronic beats and elements. Pure genius. I'm gonna talk more about her in a minute. So, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary people, you have my reasoning of why genres can be considered as outdated and should be at least rethought. However, I just want to add that even if I'm against genres for the reasons I just listed, I get why they were created. They make it so much easier to talk about music. I mean, listen to me. I'm still using the labels of genres for this podcast. Plus, I think that the human being has an impulse to try to categorize things and make sense of them. But I think that on the artistic level, they're a killjoy. Now on to my second and last topic of this episode. Kayflay, or Christine Flaherty. I'm not sure how to pronounce her family name. I'm sorry. But holy shit, do I admire her. A little disclaimer, there's gonna be some fangirling that's gonna ensue. So I discovered her 2 years ago with her song Can't Sleep, but I only decided to check out her other songs last year. And let me say, it was love at first listen. Her songs, her lyrics, and just her music range just got me. I also got the chance to see her live in October 2019 during her Solutions tour. I had the time of my life and fell further in love with her and her music. After listening to her songs, I decided to look a little further and try to figure out the story behind them, because they're as personal as they get and I just love digging a little deeper. From what I gathered, she's been through some tough times. Yet, she isn't scared to put that in her songs and put them out there in the world. And I respect her so much for that. She has 3 albums, Life as a Dog, Everywhere Somewhere, and Solutions. Now, I don't have the time to go in depth for each of her albums, but what I love about them is that not only they talk about doubts everyone can have, anxiety, sadness, heartbreak, but she also has some political songs there, including about climate change. What's most impressive, however, is how you can feel her growth from her albums. She goes from dark lyrics about her demons to more hopeful and more light songs in her last album. She's collaborated with, amongst others, Robert D. Long, grandson Mike Shinoda, ex-ambassadors Louis the Child and Whedon. Talk about range. Which brings me to her genre-bending music style. She went to rapping, which she's extremely good at, to rock with massive beat drops to, as I said, a more alternative and indie style. And, might I repeat myself, she collaborated with Louis the Child. I mean, she's so diverse in her music that I couldn't and don't want to try to pinpoint what genre she is, because she isn't afraid to tap into so many of them. So yeah, I might be in love, but I'll stop myself here, because I could go on and on. Maybe I'll even dedicate an episode to her, who knows. So I'll leave you with my favorite songs of hers. There's No Duh. I learned it by heart, yet I'm still not sure what the meaning of it is. So if you know, tell me please. There's Get It Right, Can't Sleep, The President Has a Sex Tape, Dreamers, DNA, Nervous, I Like Myself Most of the Times, Hurting on Purpose featuring Whedon, and Zen featuring ex-ambassadors and grandson. I tried to choose a top 5, but I completely failed. But please, do yourself a favor and at least go check her out. She's amazing, she deserves so much more recognition, and I can't wait for her next songs and album. Here you have it. My opinion on why classifying music is outdated, and a brief presentation of K-Flay with some fangirling on the side. I hope you liked this episode. I'm sorry for my disappearance. I know I said July, but time went by too fast. Also, don't forget to check out my Instagram account at Charlotte Talks Music and Twitter at Chat Talks Music for updates, sneak peeks, and extra content. My name is Charlotte, and I'll talk to you soon.